third thing you do is you're thanking them for being patient. Because listen, if you're learning something from this podcast, that means that the years that you spent with your spouse, you haven't been practicing it. The month that you've been married, you have yet to be practicing it. And they've had to endure all of those bad decisions with you. And so you could just say, thank you. Thank you for being patient with me as I'm growing and learning how to budget. Because I know it's not easy whenever I don't budget well, or I know it's not easy whenever I don't argue well. So thank you for being patient with me as I work on this. Phenomenal followers, friends, and family. Welcome back to the Young Black Married Christian Podcast. Now listen, we know you fall into one of those categories. You may fall into some of those categories, but even if you fall into none of those categories, we promise you that over the next few minutes, we're going to give you 4 to 5 tips that will fortify the future of your marriage. Listen, this podcast is for people who want the best in their marriage and are willing to invest in their marriage. There is a lot to get into, but we are going to do it for you. We are your host, the James family, from all the way down in San Antonio, Texas, working hard to make sure your spouse doesn't become one of your exes. Let's get started. So today we are talking about how to close the gap between you and your spouse, because here's what I know. I know you want to move your family forward, but sometimes your spouse doesn't want to listen to podcasts. They don't want to listen to books, right? And it feels like all of the advice that you're getting is for a couple, but how do you implement it when your spouse doesn't want to? How do you encourage your spouse to listen to the podcasts that are moving your life forward, but your spouse doesn't want to? How do you encourage them to read the books and listen to the counsel that are moving your life forward, but they don't want to? Today, I'm going to give you a very simple phrase that you can use on your spouse today, whether that's via text message or in person, even though I recommend doing it in person. You can actually text them it today, or say it to them today, and it's going to invite them into the process of closing the gap between you and them. So how many of you out there would like to close the gap? How many of you out there want to take the information that you're learning from books, that you're learning from podcasts, and actually implement it in your marriage today? And listen, this applies to any piece of information that you have. There's always something that you can do without your spouse. There's a small part of it that you can do, even if it's budgeting and it's just you watching how much money you're spending, or keeping track of how much money you're spending on a certain area. Even if it's just you budgeting, or if it's just you trying to take better accountability for the family calendar. There's always things that you can do by yourself. And so once you identify your action step, your individual action step, here's the exact phrase that I want you to use. If you have a pencil and paper, write down GAP, because we're going to close the gap. GAP. So I'll start off with an example so you can hear exactly what you're going to say. I'm going to break it down for you. That way you can remix it in the way that you want to make it kind of make sense for how you talk. So here's an example related to budgeting. So let's pretend I have a spouse that does not want to budget whatsoever, but I know I've been called to steward God's money well, and to have a little bit of focus in how I'm spending my money. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start tracking how often I eat out, and just trying to keep tabs on, you know, how often we eat out and how much money we're spending. Now, I would love to do that as a family, but the reality is, for some of you listening right now, your spouse is not on board with that. So what I want you to do is you can track those expenses. So again, we're going to start with us. And here's how you can phrase that conversation. You walk up to your spouse and say, "Hey, baby, I was listening to a podcast yesterday that talked about stewardship and family budgeting. And I think it would really help our marriage if I started working on budgeting how much I'm spending each week on food. And I want to thank you for just being patient with me as I'm growing. And I need you to continue to be patient with me as I work on tracking my expenses and tracking how much I am eating out each week. Now, listen, I know I asked for patience, but I also need you to hold me accountable. Like, give me a gentle, friendly reminder if you see that I'm overspending on eating out in a certain week or maybe a certain month. Just give me a friendly reminder and just please hold me accountable. And lastly, I could really use prayer, because it's not just about spending money. I think it may be a heart issue. And so I could use a little bit of prayer to help me with my stewardship of the money that God's given our family, so that I'm not overspending it on eating out. So what did you do there? Number one, you mentioned the resource that you're using to move your family forward. Can you imagine at the end of saying that phrase and they go back and say, wait a minute, what was that podcast you were talking about? Because it seems like it's really helping us out. Or what was that book you were reading? Or what was that counselor that you were listening to? Because it really seems like they're helping. The second thing you did there is you said you want to work on something to improve the marriage. You're not telling them they need to do anything. You're not telling them they need to listen to the podcast. But what you're saying is, listen, I'm listening to a podcast that's really moving my life forward. I want to improve our marriage. And here's what I'm going to do in response to what I heard. The third thing you do is you're thanking them for being patient. Because listen, if you're learning something from this podcast, that means that the years that you've spent with your spouse, you haven't been practicing it. The month that you've been married, you have yet to be practicing it. And they've had to endure all of those bad decisions with you. And so you can just say, thank you. Thank you for being patient with me as I'm growing and learning how to budget. Because I know it's not easy whenever I don't budget well, or I know it's not easy whenever I don't argue well. So thank you for being patient with me as I work on this. Now, the next thing you do is you ask for accountability. You're submitting yourself to them to say, can you help me get better by holding me accountable to what I'm telling you, by holding me accountable to the action step that I'm giving you? And the way you phrase it is by say, please just give me a gentle, friendly reminder. All right. That's very important because you don't want somebody to come down on you or use this as ammunition against you. You just say, please give me a gentle, friendly reminder when you see me getting off track. And then lastly, you want to talk about having a spiritually balanced family. The last thing you do is you say, can you please pray for me? Now, when you're asking for prayer, you need to connect what the sin is to the root of the sin. What's the heart issue that's going on? What's our unbelief about God and what he's done for us and who he is to us that is causing you to sin? And don't just make this up just because you're trying to fill in the acronym GAP, grace, accountability, and prayer. When you get to the prayer part, actually identify what it is in your heart that you need God to do and ask your spouse to pray for you. Submit yourself to them and say, could you please pray for me as I'm trying to work on this. So again, you can take any piece of information and use it to close the gap between you and your spouse by asking for grace, asking for accountability, and asking for prayer. Grace, accountability, and prayer will help you to close the gap. Just for listening to this podcast, I actually want to give you one or two tools that will help you remember the acronym, help you to close the gap. And so before I give that to you, I want to tell you about a brand new podcast that me and my wife are following called Forgiven. The Forgiven podcast are all the Bible scandals retold in a way that brings them to life in a way you've never heard it before. The podcast is also supported by scripture, sermonettes, forgiveness stories, and gospel music on the other days that they're not publishing the stories that are being retold. They're actually publishing other content that's helping move your life forward. The season number one will include stories about David, Samson, and Joseph. It's really going to move your life forward. What I've done for you is I've actually linked it in the description below, and I've included an extra gift just to bribe you to take action. So if you click the link below for the Forgiven podcast, you'll see how to get that free gift and how to subscribe to their podcast. We've included all the links for you. Before I let you guys go, I want to give you a few more free resources to help move your life forward. Number one, we have written out this entire script for you. So if you're driving right now and you're not able to take notes, or maybe you're just out and about, we've already written down the entire script. All you have to do is click the link in the episode notes to fill in, and it'll take you to the script. You can copy and paste it and just fill in the blanks so that you can text it to your spouse, or you can just have it ready so you can kind of read it over. And then when you get home, you can actually deliver it to your spouse and watch your marriage transform. See how they react. Get some more data. Test this out on them. See what their reaction is when you ask for grace, when you ask for accountability, and you ask for prayer. There's also going to be another little small kind of a gift, kind of a resource to help you remember to close the gap. So I'll let you discover it whenever you click on the link. But look at the bonus teaching and you'll get access to all of that. And there's even a little bit of an extra teaching that's attached to it. I don't want this little mini episode to go too long, so I'm going to leave it there. I know I promised you that over a few minutes, I would give you a few tips to fortify the future of your marriage. And I think I did just that. I love you guys, and I can't wait to talk to you again later. Bye.